And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk girls tennis coach Kristen Geisler. And coach, you had a big win earlier this week. I know you've had some 6-5 losses this year. On Tuesday, you got a big 6-5 win that came down to the wire against Indianola.
Yeah, and that was our senior night, so that was a great win for our program. Like you said, Mike, we've had a couple where we've been on the opposite end. We've been on the 5-6 losing side. And, you know, when you have those 6-5, 5-6 matches, it typically comes down to just a few points here or there where, you know, the end result could have been different. A lot of times it ends up in a third set match tiebreak. And, for example, in Indianola, we had an 11-9 win. And of course, you know, a couple points here or there, it can go either way. So, no, we had some strong play that night. It felt good to be on the winning side of that 6-5. So,
yeah, one of your seniors, Anna Kern, was involved, teamed up with Elena Harder in that last match. I don't know if they knew that was the deciding match at the time, but it was, and they got the job done with a pretty decisive 10-4 win in the third set tiebreaker.
Yeah, I've learned maybe as a coach that you don't need to mention what the team score is. Sometimes they do ask and you're like, well, it's pretty tight right now when it comes down to that last match. And so, yeah, they really showed some strong play in that match tiebreak, and they got out to a good lead and ran down some shots. Really, we're working well together. So it was a good victory for our number 5 doubles that night.
And you've also been battling the weather a little bit this week. You went to Oskaloosa on Thursday night. You got 4 match wins in, and then rain called off the rest of the meet. And then you were supposed to have a makeup duel with Urbandale on Friday, and that didn't happen either. What have you been kind of doing to keep them fresh and keep them working here when you have these rainouts?
Yes, it definitely gets tricky with the weather in the spring. And of course we know that this is going to happen, but every once in a while we will go inside into the gym and we'll practice in the gym or just do what we can to stay active, be together as a team or a program when you're not able to be outside on your courts. So you have to get creative sometime to keep it going in the spring.
Let's talk about some of your individual players here on the season. Ivana Sherstuk was a senior who has come over from Ukraine this year. Started the year off as number 2, has moved her way up to number 1, and it doesn't seem like it's slowed her down much. She's still winning a lot of singles matches.
Yeah, Ivana has been a great addition to our team. We're really glad she's part of our program. It's been really great to know her as a player, but also just to get to know her more, you know, off the court and those types of things. And so she's had some really strong singles play. And like you said, Mike, she has made her way up to that number 1 singles, and she's been doing really well since she has shifted to that number 1 spot. So she's just a good, strong, confident player. She's got some really great ground stroke. She's got great movement on the court. So, no, she's having a really strong last couple weeks here.
Has she brought anything else to the team besides her play on the court this year, just some of the experiences she's brought to the table?
Yeah, like I said, it's been really great to know her and just kind of, you know, where she comes from and sharing with the girls just some interesting various things that she has experienced before. So it's just been a really fun addition to the team.
And then taking a look at some of your other single spots here on the year, number 3, 4, and 5 look really strong right now with Leah Black and Logan Geisler and then Kierden Stockwell as well, all very good singles records on the year.
Yes, we'll start with Leah. Leah's a sophomore. She's done a really nice job this season. She's just a very consistent player. She keeps that ball in play. So she's done really well lately, kind of stepped up her game, moving into the varsity singles lineup consistently this season. And Logan and Kierden are both freshmen this year, and Logan's at 4 and Kierden's at 5. And they've just been very consistent with their singles play. I think each one only has 2 losses on the season. So, yeah, they've stepped up for us this season.
What have been some of the highlights right now on the doubles side of things?
Our doubles play has been pretty good this season. We've had some kind of mixed up combinations throughout the year just because there have been some meets where we haven't had all of our players, various reasons due to illness or conflicts outside the season. So Logan and Ivana have played pretty consistently at number 1 this season, and they've had some good wins. They've had some tough matches. I know the losses that they have this season have mostly, if I think back, have been in a third set match tiebreak, with the exception of Northwest. Which they did play a really strong second set against the Northwest team, which is one of the top-rated teams in our class. So they've had some strong doubles play. And like I said, we've just had a lot of different combinations, but I will mention the play of our 4 and 5 doubles. J.C. Crane and Myla Brown have had a really strong performance at number 4 this year. And then Anna Curran and Elena Harder have done a really nice job at number 5. For us. So it's, you know, those number 4 and 5 doubles teams, those girls typically don't play singles. So they step up for us when our doubles play begins. So
once again, we're talking with Norwalk girls tennis coach Kristen Geisler on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Well, we're into May now, so the season's getting closer to that stretch run. You'll have the conference meet coming up here in the next week. What are some of the skill sets, the things you're really trying to fine-tune right now as you get ready for this big part of the season?
Yeah, you're right, Mike. We've hit the month of May, so we're kind of wrapping up our dual season, and then we're hitting the postseason with our conference tournament this week. And we're just continuing to work at practice. We've worked a lot with doubles this season. We've worked a lot about with, you know, being active at the net. We've worked on just kind of attacking and poaching with your volleys at the net, and just continuing to work on strong serving. We did a lot of serving at practice this week, and we are continuing to work on just basic consistency with your play, keeping that ball in with your ground strokes and your movement. So, you know, we're just continuing to work on those things, trying to show growth in those areas throughout the season.
And then coming up this week, you've got a dual meet with Southeast Polk on Monday, and then Wednesday is the Little Hawkeye Conference meet at Pella Christian this year. Last year had a very successful conference tournament. What are you looking for out of the girls this time around?
Well, our conference has a lot of strong players. We have a lot of talented teams in our conference, so we're just going to go to the conference meet, and we are going to work on giving our best effort throughout the day, try to get the best draw that we can in all the different flights. There are 4 different flights. There are 2 singles draws, and then there's 2 doubles draws. So your goal in the conference tournament is to move and advance individually in your respective flight. But also as a team. So we're working to perform well individually, but also as a team so we can gain some of those team points towards the team title.
All right, and then regional play will be coming up around the corner as well. We have separate team regionals and individual singles and doubles regionals again this year?
Correct, yes. And so our individual regional will be played on May 12th, and those draws have not been released yet. We are hoping that those will come out this week, and then as well as the team draw has also not been released. So as soon as we know where we are or who we're playing, you know, that we'll work on preparing for those as well. And, you know, there are 2 classes in tennis, 1A and 2A, and we are a 2A school. So we know that there are tons of talented players in class 2A. So just got to get out and get ready to play and compete.
Yeah, they make you wait quite a while to find out where you're going sometimes.
Yeah, and I think that has to do with a lot of the fact that there's so many reschedules and teams are still playing through into this coming week, so they might have to just wait till some of those matches are completed. But yeah, I believe it's supposed to be released this week. So.
All right, sounds good. That's been Norwalk girls tennis coach Kristen Geisler on today's Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Any final thoughts on the team and what's coming up?
You know, it's been a really great season so far. We've just got great kids in our program, and they're really fun to be around. And they've just improved throughout the season. So I'm excited to see what happens here in this month of May.
Thanks so much, Coach. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.